The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
Rock Wars, the wake-up song and the you bastard sight of the day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
You don't have to pluralize hydroponic. 97936, hydroponic. Singular. And I don't even know if that's a thing. Is it always hydroponics? I don't think so. Hydroponic, that's it. But a lot of you are putting S's on that stuff. And you don't need to do that. Before we go any further, while you try to do that and win your qualification for the Man Cave upgrade, I have to say congratulations to Brady.
Oh, yeah?
I am seeking this out. I'm searching hard. I don't know if you got this, but congratulations, award-winning Brady Bogan.
Thank you.
Well, second place.
Thank you.
Jim Sharp texts me from KTAR News. If a baby's in a pool, we'll be there. And we'll talk sports. Some insert in Arizona Republic. You know, on Wednesdays they do coupon inserts?
Yeah.
Had a contest for, like, favorite radio personality. You came in second.
What?
Yeah. You, Beth and Fred. Beth won. Beth won.
Well, yeah,
Beth
of course.
Beth, I think Beth's, like, I better win or somebody's taking one in the back door. And then second place was Brady Bogan. Third place was Jamie West, Jim Sharp's partner. So Jim's like, how bad is this that the Arizona Republic thing is your guy and my girl are our favorites over? So I am fine with that. That's good for the show. I'm thrilled. I can't find this. High and low all weekend. It's in an insert in the Arizona Republic, and it's a magazine they stuff in there on Wednesday or something. And there it was, and it's got, like, advertisements for houses.
Are just dominated on the votes, Sun City.
I don't know. I don't know who's voting, but you're doing very well with them. It was great. So best radio personality. Like, here's the things that, like, best activity, the Desert Botanical Garden. That's the best thing you can do in the city. That is, and there's truth to that. Best news, AZ Family. Best newscaster.
That delicious Mark Curtis.
So your boy Mark's in on it. And best weather one was April Warnicki from Channel 3. But yeah, it says second finalist. You were a finalist in radio personality, which is great. Brady Bogan of 98KUPD. And I can't read the writing underneath that. There's just like a thing, honorable mention or something. I don't know what it says. Or it's just got it's got our website under there. And then Jamie West.
Hopefully I get a ribbon.
You should get some for this. Oh, well,
something.
You saw how many.
Yeah.
When I was named one of the 48 greatest human beings in Arizona by Phoenix Magazine.
I'll put the second place in Tripp's office.
Well, right. You have
finalist.
To get finalist. Almost. Arizona Republic's inserts. And it's, I mean, Shanman's going crazy. He's been doing nothing but trying to make himself win an award for best of this, best of that. And we're winning stuff we don't even know we're in, Brady. Nice work, kid.
Nice. All right.
But Tripp's office is littered with the plaques that I had to purchase if I wanted recognition for my honor, which is what you don't realize the honor is. Congratulations. You're one of Arizona's 48 greatest people, according to our magazine. I'm like, that's amazing. Thank you. That's very nice. And now you're going to be just annoyed to tears by the emails that come saying, don't you want to buy a plaque? Don't you want to buy a plaque saying how great you are? I'm like, well, I thought you guys were going to give me one. Oh, no, no, no. This whole thing's a racket. We put you in the magazine, and then we bother you nonstop about buying plaques to say that you were in the magazine. Like, why don't I just hang the magazine?
I can't find it anywhere.
Yeah, it's hard. I've spent the whole weekend seeking this out.
They have
in
it
fact,
on my computer.
You actually buy a newspaper
library.
Or something, right?
Right, I got to go buy the. Well, that Sharp sent me the insert. He just sent me a photo of it. He didn't even, like, hang on to a couple. And it's a bad picture. Like, I had to really squeeze in. But that's good. And then right under that, you can get $200 off a garage door if you that nice. Same page, nice coupon. Garage doors aren't cheap. So congrats, Brady. That's
Thank
awesome.
You.
I don't
Thank
know. You. Nobody contacted you or to tell you you're a finalist
no.
in this?
No.
Well, that's a bunch of garbage. Somebody at the Arizona Republic has got to tell Brady what he's won. Second place comes with something.
Well, was this voted on by the readers matter. Or?
I don't know. Nobody knows.
The reader?
Yeah, the reader's like, here's my three favorite things. I love that Jamie West.
It's a personal.
Brady makes me laugh. And then Beth is scary with her big dick and stuff. So I'm just going to vote for her so I don't get beat up by her gang and friends. Might as well be the Crips. She's evil.
Have you went to lunch with her yet?
No.
Yep, you got to find out.
Well, we're trying to set that
don't
up.
Don't wear your colors.
Oh, I know. Look, I'm wearing KEZ stuff if I show up to lunch with her. I'm going to be a Beth and Friends super fan. As much guff as I've given her over the air, and then I got to go face to face, I'm going to be scared to death. I'll be in a back alley just bleeding from everything. Not so funny now, is it? Actually, it's funnier now because you're proving how big it is. I've been right all along. I'm just paying the price. Yeah, Hopkins has to set that up. If he does business with her, we'll all go to drinks as the Doug Hopkins endorsers. And I'm all for that, but she's too eager. And that makes me nervous, like she's got a plan. And I think it's a stabbing plan.
I'd love to have drinks with John. We never actually officially met.
Doug's like, would you like to do that? And I'm like, I would, but find out more. But she's America's favorite. She's
I'll
Arizona
pop
Republican.
In later on that thing.
And as a finalist.
Have a seat, second place.
Right. Sit down here in the second chair. If anything happens to Beth, you get to take over as Arizona Republic's insert favorite.
Yeah, great. Is there a tour?
Hey, you got to get something. You maybe
beauty products, anything?
You got to get something. You can't just be a finalist and not walk out with something. Although, awards we've been given in the past. At the very least, New Times will give you the plaque. I don't have to buy the plaque. Yeah. New Times gave me. We've gotten that.
Pandemic might have cut in on that. Now it might be just a piece of paper now.
Well, we don't win it anymore because Carrie Lake was right. A bunch of hippies over there doing nothing. They just pick their own favorite thing that nobody's ever heard of. And then the reader's choice is always us or John
Hello
J.
It.
Rich.
Yeah.
Right? We don't get a plaque for that. You only get a plaque if the writer picks you as his favorite and then puts it in there and says Arizona's favorite, which is fine. That's their magazine. They can do what they want. That's why I can call them hippies. I don't care. Remember when Carrie Lake did that? Now she's running for governor. it's just a hippie selling a bunch of weed in a magazine. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Fox 10 News. So congrats, Brady. I wanted to point that out because I don't think anybody knew. So
no?
The fact that Sharp found it tells me that Sharp's aged out and now reads the paper on Wednesdays for the circulars. Just going through some couponing and found that you'd won something. So I'm proud of you. The show wins again. And we shouldn't be even mentioned in that stuff. So the fact that they did it, good on you. Vesely, I was by the Italian-American Center. They got a picture of you going up.
Next month.
Yeah. Oh, finalist. Beth won. Favorite of, but you're second.
Really?
Favorite
Italian.
Yeah,
you were
favorite.
Damn her.
Yeah, favorite Italian.
She's got to be Italian. She's got to look at the hog on that thing. She's an Italian. McDonald, don't let it fool you to McDonald. That's her married name. Or
Radio
something.
Name.
Her last name is something with an I or an A in the end of it because that hog she's toting.
Do Italians say tote? I think so. Anyway, yeah, but they got a thing of you. Finalist, Bert Vesely. Good stuff, this one.
You just bumped out Christopher Columbus.
Are there any other Italians on the air?
Gamma Ding Dong.
Oh, God, that's right. Ugh. But he's probably got a wing over there at that center.
Oh, yeah. Is Lou right still on here?
Who?
Is Lou
Valentino?
Still? Yeah.
No.
Is she still around here? I can't keep up with her.
No. I think she's in Colorado.
I don't know what she does, but I don't think she's here.
All right.
She was Italian.
Yeah, well, if you didn't know, she would tell you.
Oh, and never stop telling you. Third place. Not even close. Oh, I had some yolk last night. I'm like, ugh. Say
I
Coke?
Think she's here, but I don't think she's on the air.
I don't know what she's doing. Lovely lady, but so Italian. Even Italians tired of how Italian she was. Anyway, Brady, I'm proud of you. Congratulations. It's a big step, and I want you to call the Arizona Republic and go, so what's in it for me? Did you find it, Rich?
Denver, Colorado.
Oh, losing Denver?
Oh, okay.
National radio host.
That's what she says. And that's her brother, who's a real successful actor. It's 8:40. We don't have time for the Guadalupe replay today, although it was a good one. And it included Donald Trump for the first time because he had his big rally this weekend.
It was good.
Everybody's saying that his pants were on backwards. And you can't make fun of the guy that much. Everyone would know if their pants were on backwards. You'd have to button them in the back. I think he wears stretchy elastic pants that you have to pull down to pee.
Mack Weldon's?
They say it's got a zipper, and that was the thing. Everybody, I think he's just got a man and like a G.
Well, the real official on everything, Snopes, chimed in.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they said there is a zipper on there, and they're not backwards.
So it's
Trump's
got
enough. Snopes puts it in.
Trump's got a fupa. He's got a fupa.
He does.
Yeah. And that it's a weird shaped man. So I think he wears elastic waist pants, and it made him look like he's got grandma's genitals.
So he's wearing maternity pants?
Kinda. They look like that. And then they're like, TMZ was all over it. Because I don't think Trump put his pants on right. I think they're backwards. There's no zipper. And when you look, you're like, those are atrocious pants.
He's usually a front pleats guy.
But look, you can hate him all you want. No one walks out with their pants on backwards, crisscross style. And
I was just
going to
say, maybe he wasn't doing a tribute that day.
Crisscross will make you jump, jump. The daddy Trump will make you Trump, Trump.
Warm it up, Chris.
I'm about to. That's what I was born to do.
See you in August.
Trump, Trump. Daddy Mac will make you Trump, Trump. So I wear my pants backwards now to appeal to the black.
They love me.
I like that. They love me. I love the hippity hop. They love the hippity hop. We're very close together on that. I like them all.
But his pants went on backwards. Although he does look crazy.
It's a funny photo.
It's a great picture. But it's less his pants and more of his man fupa. That's something he needs to work on. Because that's just making his pants look bad. And like I told Brady, think about what he would look like if he was like us and just bought clothes off the rack. These are tailored to his shape.
Yeah.
That's the best they can do. And he still, his fupa shows. Imagine if he just had to go over there and put on pants.
These look horrible.
Yeah, but it's all you can afford.
I am shaped like a pear that has been thrown out a window. This is bad.
But this is tailored pants. Boy, that thing is big.
Giant. Underneath it, it's a sheath for my massive crank, like Beth. Beth has a big fupa, too.
Anyway. Brady, second place never tasted so good. Find out what you get for that. We're going to Toledo, make some phone calls.
Okay.
And find out what Brady gets.
Tonight.
At least find out what Beth got and then get half of that. And do it on behalf of Jamie West, too, who is the best part of the Jim Sharp morning news. No question. She's outstanding. Smooth as silk. Good job over there, Jamie. You deserve it, too. We got What Would Brady Do coming up if you want to play. 98 KUPD, or no, it's Holmberg at 98KUPD.com. I'm trying to remember, that's not an email address. Holmberg at 98KUPD.com is how you could ask your questions, or you could Facebook them, or 97936 while you're texting hydroponic for another 16 minutes and trying to qualify for the man cave. A lot going on here. 97936, that's the one you want to hang on to. It's 98KUPD.
Big red badass.
What? What did you just say?
Badass. 98KUPD.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.